Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It's Toxic Thursday, Sentiments with Star, and I'm your girl, Star. Don't forget that's with three motherfucking R's. I can't never not cuss for 14 minutes.
I swear, man, it's like, man. Okay,
you know.
Man, gotta keep your mouth firm, we all. Express ourselves in the way. It can be the first one to move.
Now click the link on the link if it's nice to target.
Thank you.
Next album.
You want to take some requests? Some
the first one is called Sentiments with Star. So the second one is called I'm That Bitch, Been That Bitch, Ain't No Bitch Better Than Me, period. How you abbreviate it?
That's IB. IB, no beehive. No beehive, just we vibe. So 12 minutes. What is he ain't calm? You know I pull off at the last minute. You got the glizzy on your flurry.
Who's watching? If you're watching, can you come over to YouTube? Can you come over to YouTube and watch some of this ATL eye candy?
ATL.
And don't forget to subscribe and follow me on Twitch.
Follow me on Twitch.
Love it. Me and say, let me in.
What's she charging in? I'm like a dumbass. Oh, I got half me anyways. Okay. I just show up to fuck these people up. I didn't show up to me and you, but I don't know if you have with me or lady. Let me see what it feel like out there.
Where you gonna go right now?
Oh, let him pull up.
Oh.
Fuck that.
Fuck what?
Keep that motherfucker. Bug. Because you get the glizzy right behind you. I got it.
I just sent it to you, Jen.
Slightly. Cover those aspirins. Swear to God, man.
And just lay up. Better watch how you rock it with.
When you get the most.
Hey, I'm doing video. Watch out.
Just a picture.
I'm gonna do a picture too.
So long.
No, I've been sober.
Hello.
I'm trying.
Hey.
Hey. I be trying. You know, sometimes I'm here, sometimes I ain't.
That's how I be too. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I ain't. Oh man.
It's good to see you. I miss you.
Good to see you too. I should be up in a couple weeks. Maybe not though. I don't know. Maybe next month.
Well, you know when you come, we gotta go eat.
You said what happened? Oh, that we gotta go eat. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how we do it. We gotta go eat. Yes, ma'am. That lady calling me. She don't even know. Wait a minute. Yes, ma'am.
Been busy, I shopping and packing.
I figured that.
And I told you, saying, you ain't left one
message. I left her a message to call you.
To call me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she did. That's what she said.
Well, I'm on the phone with Ish. I'm on the.
Hey, Auntie.
She said, hey, Auntie.
Hey, who is that?
Isha.
Oh.
You know, I'd be on there with her sometime.
Okay.
She said, okay, okay. Hey, Ish.
Oh, I love it.
All right. All right. I saw she had called. Okay. I'll be back with you. Yeah, she leaving. She got to be at the airport at 3 or 4. They flight leave at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We're going somewhere.
Sure, going on vacation with Joyce. They going on a cruise.
Oh, be safe. I hope they have fun.
Hope Joyce don't push you over the boat. I hope Joyce don't push her just over the boat.
I'm scared of a cruise though.
With this third toxic Thursday. Let me stop.
You see what they did to that bridge?
Uh-huh. It was two of them. It was two bridges that got ran into.
Whoa. Oh, so the other one I saw was real. I thought that was some old stuff or something.
No, they was in two different places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your boy OJ got today.
Yeah, OJ Simpson died today.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
See, I let my hair down today.
Yeah, I see.
When you go come do my hair?
Oh,
I got look. I got some hair now. When you gonna come do my hair and make me look like a fly girl?
Look, your hair look fly than a lot of these girls already.
Look, I ain't adding no tracks. All this mine.
Period.
You know me. So how you been doing?
I've been all right. Well, my back was hurting last week. It's been hurt for like a week. The sciatic nerve pain. So today, really like the first day that it's been okay. Well, yesterday, but yeah. So I just been laid up on the couch all week.
Okay. And Bone says she waiting on her call.
Oh, you know what?
I was over there yesterday because I went to take a grocery shopping. I said, did Isha call you yet? She said, no. Tell her I'm waiting on my call.
She got me scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You know, Bone.
I was finna call her the other day too, and then I don't know, still don't know why I didn't.
We went to the grocery store. She low key pretend like she ain't watching General Hospital, but she been watching General Hospital because I watch General Hospital when I'm over there. We watch it. She low key act like she ain't even watching it, but I know she been telling me what's going on, so I know she watching it.
It's on demand.
Listen,
Ain't it? On demand? My mom be watching it at nighttime, so I know they got to be on demand.
Yeah, but she be trying to pretend like she don't watch it.
Right.
Yeah, I got her. That's okay. Because she be telling me the people's names and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she tell me she don't watch it. Mm-hmm, okay. So how was your visit?
My visit to where?
When Carol and them came. I saw your video. Oh my God, y'all was over there with all them animals.
Oh yeah, we all went to the safari. That was crazy. We had a nice time.
I liked it. I showed it to Bone and she liked it.
Okay.
Sydney say they surrounded me. They surrounded me.
But me and Cam had the best seat all the way back in the middle, away from the windows. They couldn't get us right for the car.
Right. I don't fool with no animals.
Yeah, that's
not like that.
I didn't think it was like a safari out here, but it's out here in Georgia. It was nice.
I can see it was. I see it was real nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
So what are we talking about tonight?
I don't know. It's just been so much stuff going on. I think I'm backed up like 2 weeks.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's a whole lot of everything going on, so.
They rioting in Chicago because them police killed that boy, shot him all them times.
Yeah, over on Ferdinand.
Is that where that was on Ferdinand?
On Ferdinand, right off of, what was it, 30-something hundred. Them police going down because it's a tactical force.
Yeah.
They knew that boy... Even though he's in school and everything, you know, he's doing pretty good. But he had got arrested for a gun charge.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it. They had been following him. Mm. And the way they know that happened because...
They jumped out on him like that. It's about for a seatbelt or something. But he had tinted windows. I don't know if he had no seatbelt on.
Right. They calling them police to jump out, boys.
Yeah, they done jumped out on me before, out west and out south.
And they say, because they doing so much with it now, the, oh my God, whatever it is, the investigation team or whatever, saying, they did it to a couple of other people. They under investigation anyway, the jump out boys. Why was they over there messing with that boy?
Yeah.
They knew he was out on bond, I think it was, or something like that. For gun charges. He shouldn't have had a gun. And then they roll up on him. Yeah, it's going to go down. I'm staying off the west side.
Out of Chicago, y'all got all the immigrants and all the riots.
And then they had the police arrested the girl. She in there in handcuffs, and the police grabbing her ass and breasting her pussy.
Well, you know, that's how I caught that battery on that officer at the county. Because the officer was very disrespectful and I whooped his ass and they locked me up and then he ain't come to court and they threw it out.
You know, you can have it pulled back up now.
I mean, they threw it out though because he ain't come to court. I ain't one.
Even though they threw it out, you are able now because with this new thing, COPA.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it investigated.
What's COPA?
That's this new thing they got with COPA is investigating the police.
In that case, sure I need them, but it ain't of that. I need them to investigate from when the jump out boys jumped out on me and locked me up 2 years ago and took my gun, and they still got it and they gave it back. So I need to contact COPA tomorrow.
You can do that. They COPA is on them. They on them now.
Right over. It jumped out on me. I guess they probably thought I was a nigga. You know what I'm saying? In my, you know, my truck black with tint, but jumped in and locked me up.
And when they jumped out on you, all of them had their pistols pulled.
Yeah, and then when they locked me up, they drove my car to the police station. Mm-hmm. I was in the police station all night complaining. They kept going to my car. They went and brought me a whole change of clothes because, you know, I was in there whining. Like, I'm cold. I'm having an asthma attack, every motherfucking thing, because I was. But they brought me clothes. They went to my car. Every time I asked to use the phone, they brought me my cell phone. They didn't ever even have me booked in the thing, but then had me in, and then still took my pipe. So, like, yeah, that needs to be investigated. And every time I call down there to them about my gun, they just keep telling me that it's still waiting to get ran for ballistics. Run me my shit and ballistic y'all ass.
I don't know how you got to get. I don't know how to do it. You know, I don't know about it. I got a police.
You know
officer.
How to do it. Ask. I'm gonna inbox him. Matter of fact, I'm gonna inbox him right now and ask him how I go about filing the complaints with COPA in Chicago. And he gonna tell me what to do.
Yeah. They own them. They own them. Because this last boy that where they shot up the whole car, and he got killed, 96 shots.
Yeah.
They said he shot, but they said they found his gun on the seat. He got out the car. Baby, they own it now, Ish. They are.
That's a shame.
Yeah, they rolling on them now. And they wondering why all these damn police getting killed and shot or whatever. Because the police is bullshit.
Look, I don't want to show who I'm messaging, but you see what I messaged them.
I can't see. Don't worry about it, baby.
I need assistance.
Right. That's all you need to say.
Okay.
And when he call you, you let him know you need an investigation on what happened to you.
I still got my papers and everything because I keep calling down there to get my gun back, and they just keep giving me the runaround. So now I know that it's
somebody put on here. Somebody put on here. He shot first.
Yeah,
ain't no proof. Ain't no proof. All the police knew was 96 shots. 96 shots.
I did see the video though from the other side, the passenger side, and you can see that the residue coming off the gun of him shooting first at that officer. Shot the officer in the wrist.
But they didn't have to shoot no 96 times.
They still need to go down, but yeah.
They said it was
mental issues. They said he got documented mental issues and all kind of stuff, but
yeah.
Just have to be careful.
That's why I say my ragged ass is. Look, that's why I go to work and bring my ragged ass home.
Okay.
Because I ain't got time for I don't go to Chicago unless I have to. As a matter of fact, I gotta go. Cause I gotta I gotta go over there by Laramie. Cause I gotta check on Rue and Betty. But yeah. It's terrible. It is terrible.
Yeah.
And these police is getting worse. And I'm not saying that these guys out here, which they are the guys, is reckless.
Mm-hmm.
But make you not want to go nowhere. Make you want to just, hell, I feel like going to sign up for disability. and stay at home and not go to work. Okay. Because I'd be nervous about the hell. I leave out here to go to work and get out that way because I got to work that way. Yeah, they might jump out on me. The hell you going to jump out on me? My car ain't but 2 inches tall and 4 inches wide. You know my little bitty car. You might jump out on me. The hell you jumping at? I'm an old lady. What the fuck? Make me feel that way, though. You know what I'm saying.
Y'all better check on y'all Toxic people.
Sentiments with Star. Who we got on the line?
Yeah, this TR 16th. I don't know who this applied to, but if your baby daddy got that blue charger with them 4Gs on it, I just seen him drop off a punk on Madison and Pulaski. Check on your people.
Toxic Thursday sentiments with...
My baby daddy, he dropped somebody off or a deal, whatever the hell. That's on him. Shit, my baby daddy, my baby 40 years old.
Oh, man.
My baby 40 years old.
Okay.
They doing what they doing. Baby, this is something else. See, it's ridiculous. See what I'm saying?
I do not have time for it.
You know I ain't got time for it. I done went there and cussed my boss out Monday. Everything. I told her, shut the fuck up. Get away from me. Don't talk to me. I'm going to talk to her over here. I ain't even got no bond money, Ish, if I hit her. You going to give me out?
You going to give me some bond money.
I'm just kidding. But no, I did cuss her out. I did. I'm getting ready. She did. I'm finna go to another company anyway. And they gonna be fucked up when I leave. Cause my client's going with me. They finna get transferred.
Say that one again.
They following me. So now they finna lose business. You know me. I be on my morning. People now confused. What to confuse about?
I think that's what we was talking about before. I just put the comment up too late.
We confused. I ain't confused about nothing. This shit is it's reckless. They reckless. Yeah. Police. These niggas in the street, they need to sit down. Go home and fix some cornbread and greens or something, because it's reckless.
Ooh, let's see what's been going on. The bridge. I'm tired of talking about Diddy now.
About who?
About Puff Daddy, no.
Girl, ain't nobody studying them people.
That's why I say I'm tired of talking about them.
What you got?
Trying to send this link to Zay. I just been super busy trying to do 99 things at once. I got so much stuff going on.
We know.
I know.
We say you had his granddaughter. You be on everything. Just
man
working, getting them bands.
There ain't nothing else to do.
Ain't nothing else to do. I'm with you. And two, that's why I'm leaving the company I'm with, because the new company I'm going to, I'm just waiting on my background to come back. They give me $5 more than these people give me.
Now, ain't that right?
You know I'm silly. Yep.
Sounds good to me.
And then when I get through, once I get transferred and everything over, I talk to my union. They told me, come on down. They said, come on down. We're going to file a grievance. And they're going to have to pay me some more. They're going to have to pay me some more for their dollars.
Run me my money. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Look, Willie Wilson says, it's my money. I do what I want to with my money. Give my money. That's Willie Wilson, one of those,
Yeah, that man that was passing out them gas cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give my money. Do what I want to with my money.
He like the male version of Lori Lightfoot, right?
Hey. Baby. He's more than Lori.
Oh, okay.
He's more top notch. They didn't give him his kudos. That man came all the way from North Carolina, whatever it was, as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Picking cotton. And he come here. He's a philanthropist. And all of that. He does everything. Mm-hmm. They mad cause that man. They mad because that black man got money.
I don't know who he is, but he comes from North Carolina. Ooh.
Girl, look him up. Willie Wilson. First
time I ever seen.
I think he came from North Carolina.
Yeah, if he was picking cotton, because that's where the cotton at. That's where cotton the real was, cotton fields at.
The cotton was all down south.
But it's still them North Carolina now, though, is what I'm saying. They still
picking cotton.
That's why I said it's the first time I ever see a real cotton field. They is in North Carolina. Yes.
Okay, I know there are cotton
fields. It made me feel like I was on Hoppo.
I said, I know they have cotton fields. But yeah, the people are still...
I mean, somebody people got to be picking it. We still using cotton?
No, they have, because they use the machines.
I mean, it's probably not slaves, but it is slaves still.
No, I'm saying, but... I thought the people.
Oh, you say the machines doing pulling the cotton. Oh, well, I just rode through the cotton fields, and I was at all like, oh my gosh, I felt like it had taken me back.
When I used to go to Mississippi with Cedric, you know, we used to go all the time. Remember, I would see the cotton field.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I done seen plenty of cornfields and all of that stuff, but I had never seen real cotton fields. So that was a thing. I was like,
they got machines now. The people don't do it no more.
Still, I was like, oh, it's real.
They might. I don't know. I can't say they don't.
I can't but say I mean,
they got because the machines.
People in North Carolina still look like slaves.
Okay.
Look, in them little towns, I had to get up out of there. I thought they was finna indict me in a coat or something. Indict me in a coat.
you finna be what the woman name?
A product of my environment. Nuh-uh, not down there.
Sophia and Miss Seeley.
Mm-hmm. Me and you never part. My
hey,
ain't no ocean, ain't no sea.
Hey,
you turn Harpo to beat me.
Mm. Bust Harpo side his head.
Stuck side the head.
Right. But yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is now, though. You just got to make sure you look out for yourself and your safety.
Yeah, that's all.
And that's everywhere. I'm looking up at the news. This autistic man, he wasn't so bad off. He was functional. Take mm-hmm. care of his grandfather and everything.
And his granddaddy died, and then he came up missing.
Yeah, he's missing.
I just read about that.
Yeah, they showing it on the news. They showed it on the news early.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I be looking at this news. I be like, ooh. And the thing of it is they try to make like the city is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago. These suburbs is a hot mess.
It be going down, don't it?
Oh, they just showed this thing on TV yesterday about the young people, high school seniors, riding around, and they jump out with masks and everything. It's water guns, but they look like real guns running up on people.
They just showed they did it again.
And a car flipped over. But it's a so-called senior, these seniors, in the high schools, mm-hmm. a senior prank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
They'll be all right.
When their kids start getting killed, they'll realize it ain't no joke. You don't teach your children that kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
And if they don't watch the news, you need to sit them down next to you and let them watch the news to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I ain't got no children no more. I'm glad my child is grown and my grandson is grown. Because if I had to deal with schools these days,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't stand a chance.
Look, God knew to just have me one so I can do right. The very best I could. And get on with things, okay? Because I feel like they got out of school right in time, right at the mm-hmm. When the COVID hit and just all of that.
The peak of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Nunu got through.
And he was done year before Day-Day. Well, he finna graduate college though this year, right?
He's graduating in May.
Yeah, next
but he's going for his master's.
I love it.
He got two what you call them majors.
What? Oh,
he got
okay.
two majors, and he was accepted into the programs.
Go, so new.
I think he got two or three. I think he got 3 years left.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I just tell him, just watch yourself, you know, because mm-hmm. he worked for the school. He's one of them, whatever they do, they be at the front desk and all of that.
Like advisor or, yeah, I know what you mean. I ain't get to have college life, but
me either.
So much fun.
I didn't want it. So when I got through, I was through.
Okay.
I'm lying. I tried it for 6 months. And it didn't work out.
It ain't for everybody though.
Uh-uh. Okay. I went to work. So what else are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. What was your other
Yeah, time? People there tonight. Where your friend, the girl that you...
There's people watching. They need to click the link and join in. Alizé, I don't know where she at. I think she was getting her baby in bed for school. Oh. Yeah.
I ain't got no babies.
I know, right?
I went last Friday.
Uh-huh.
Because where we live at, we have a community thing. Right. I went to the community once a month, the beginning of the month, they have a little party, so-called party, whatever you want to call it, at the mm-hmm. community center. And I went, and I know the only reason the people like me because I cry a crown roar. they you have to bring your own drink, and they say if you can bring a snack or something.
Right.
The first time I went, they say, you drinking the good stuff. I had Crown Royal, you know. Crown Royal.
Look, I was somewhere the other day, Jen, and I was just taken back because, you know, they were a little bit older than me, but, you know, still in my age range or whatever. And Jen, they asked for some gin. See how your ass did? Mine did too. And I looked.
What kind did they get? Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
I don't know. I don't even know. They asked for gin. I just thought it was one type of gin that go with juice.
No, but I'm saying they got the sapphire, they got the Seagram's. It's different kinds of gin.
They asked for gin. Gin is gin.
I don't drink it. I don't like
it. I don't either.
But.
That's all I heard in my head. And they trying to act bougie. And
yeah, they were trying to act bougie and then ask the bartender for some gin. I mean, I was like,
well, get these girls a free drink. Get these girls a free drink.
They were like, we want gin. Oh, no.
Waste their free drink on some motherfucking gin and juice. Oh, my God. The irony.
They listening back in the day when Snoop was drinking gin and juice. They ain't got sense enough to know. Snoop ain't drinking gin and juice for real.
Okay.
He just,
I don't even see how I used promote. To drink Grey Goose. I don't even see how I drink Grey Goose. Because that
I
is
drank, I mean. But you know, actually, I didn't drink it unless you and Bear had it.
Hey, well, I guess I didn't drink it unless Bear had it. Nah, we used to be drinking that stuff. I don't see how. I can't drink that these days at all.
Mm-hmm. I guess I have my crown. I put my crown on. And I've tried the different.
Well, I don't be drinking Crown Royal, but I do drink me some Jameson or some Jack Daniels every once in a while.
You know what? I can't drink that. It don't work for me. At Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped drinking Jack Daniels when I was 21. I ain't even gonna go into the experience. It was messy.
Tell us this Jack Daniels story.
And that worked at a club. She took me to the club that night with her because she was working. The people that own the bar, I ain't getting no names. People that own the bar, so and that everything I drank was on the house. I was drinking Jack Daniels then. So this guy walked up to me talking. I didn't like him, but I'm like, you know, I can be cordial.
Mm-hmm.
He offered me a drink. I said, well, no, thank you. I said, my auntie got the bar and my drinks are free, so no, thank you.
Right.
He said, you an antisocial bitch.
Wait. Go back for me to my auntie got the bar and my drinks is free.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
He told me I was an antisocial bitch.
You can tell he ain't never had a conversation with a female before.
But the other girl behind the bar said, And then when some people rolled up, she ran out the door. She say, so-and-so. She went on blase, skippy, woo. They said, okay. But those was the owners of the bar. They took him in the back room.
These men gonna get enough for being disrespectful and don't know how to talk to them.
They beat the shit out that man, and all of a sudden they come out the back where they sent two people out the back and say, get Jen up out of here. Get her out of here now, cause the police gonna come. I had about 6 cups of Jack Daniels in front of me. They grabbed my cups, grabbed me. They put me in the car. They said, you can't sit in the front seat. You got to sit in the back seat, and you got to sit low. And they took me back to NS house. Everything went on. And then when she got off work, she came in. I was still up drinking Jack Daniels. And she told me what else happened afterwards.
So what happened?
We can't talk about that on this place.
We got it is Toxic Thursday.
Some stuff just can't come out like that. But I tell you what, that man got his ass beat. He got beat with balls, ooh sticks, everything. I ain't drank no Jack Daniels since.
Well, I can understand that. Let me see. Is it a drink that I had and something happened and I just was like, yep, I can't drink that no more?
Greek Town.
Oh, man.
I love you.
We're going to bust some Greek Town.
You know what?
Remy just used to always just get me there. If I knew I wanted to turn up, I go get me some Remy.
You was on Remy that night?
Huh?
You drinking Remy that night?
Probably. Or it probably was a Grey Goose night. I don't know. But it's still, that video still on YouTube. That's so funny.
Man, I was like, it was funny. It wasn't fun. It was funny, but it wasn't funny, but it was fun. I was like, are you? She thought she was your friend all night long. Till she got to that restaurant.
I just be over it, huh?
I gotta ask you. How you whoop somebody in some 6-inch heels?
I took my heels off.
And don't lose your balance. Oh, okay. I took my shoes off.
I came in there and put the heel through her forehead. That was the first swing.
I know you did.
Yeah, I had my shoes off.
I know you used the shoe, but I thought you came.
Lucky I had them shoes on because they was actually too slippery. And if I wouldn't have had no shoes on.
I know
on,
when you came in, you had the shoes on.
Them Steve Madden's was my weapon that night.
I remember Bear came in. He's a genius. What? Look at this.
So man, look at this.
He done woke me up at my sleep.
I don't even know who recorded it.
I don't know either. I don't think he even know.
On like Facebook.
Because he wasn't with you that night. Bear wasn't with you that night.
It popped up on Facebook a couple days later.
And he came in and woke me up out of my sleep. Look at this.
I said,
I wonder what she do to deserve it.
What didn't she do?
No, I'm saying, but I'm like, what she do? Because she knew, first of all, not to even cross you.
They all, you know, I would think that they all would know that, but they don't.
Cross, yeah, cross. They don't.
People have to be set examples, so you know.
Yeah.
Just don't even put too much.
But the new word is, she fucked around and found out.
Oh yeah.
That's a new word. Fuck around and find out. Yeah.
I mean, she fucked around and found in. That was it. It was over.
It was a wrap.
She fucked around and found over. Everything but
she didn't show him the video.
Yeah, he saw it. It's on my thing. It's on. I have not made it public so that people can see it. Because I didn't post it. It's posted from somebody else's page, but I got it saved. I've had it saved all these years.
Yeah. Oh no. I got one for you to laugh.
What?
You know that video that y'all made on the boat.
Oh well, that ain't.
Yeah. Let me tell you, they stupid. Bear and them had never seen it. Bear and Will had never seen it.
For real?
And all of a sudden, it wasn't too long ago.
It came back through World Style like a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago.
Right. And they called me. Did you see that? And when I pulled it up and saw, I saw y'all leave. I say this is old.
Y'all late. This 2 years ago.
I said this been a long time ago. And they was cracking up. You know who they was cracking up at Carolyn.
That was so funny. Yeah.
But you know what? She made the video. She made the video.
Yeah, it was because it was what do you call it? Not normal the word I'm looking for, but it was natural reactions. Like, yeah. I didn't know Day-Day was going to say that. And she didn't know that it was a prank, so it just was perfect. Right. It was hilarious.
And he was so proud. He was so proud of his grandma.
He was like, I ain't lying.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing. Carolyn was easy with it. Because if it had been Aunt Hattie,
my grandma would have slapped him.
He would have got beat up. He would have got beat up. Yes.
I can't wait. Oh,
I got to get this hair.
I can't get wait. Hair I wish my Mario neck. Could look. I wish Mario could see that video. Boy, he would die laughing.
He can't see it.
No, I don't. They won't let me send that to him. I ain't never tried to send it, but I know they gonna block it. They'll block it.
Cause he in jail.
I took him a picture of me from the fashion show, and they didn't send it to him, so that they deemed it inappropriate. It's just a picture of me in that white outfit.
Really?
Oh, I guess because my sides was out a little bit, but I wasn't showing
breasts,
no nothing.
It's showing skin.
They is full of crap.
Yeah. And there's Indiana, so.
And they do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. I went to see Annette Monday. I went and visit with her for a while. You know, I don't go over there. I don't like Will's girlfriend. You know, I cussed her out real bad one night. So I hadn't been no on and off, but I went for Monday and sat with her a good while.
Because
I told her after I cussed that girl out, it took me about 3 or 4 days to calm down, and I called her back and I apologized. I apologized for cutting up in her house like I did. But I told her, I ain't coming back to your house. Because I don't know when that girl, I'm going to say girl, I ain't going in. You know, I said, yeah, we'll like her. I love her, but I'm not, because she rude and disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't do the rude and disrespectful to my aunties.
She be being rude to Annette?
Babe, it's the stuff she do and how she do it.
Right.
She talked to Annette real nice, but it's the stuff that she do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I, you got the wrong one.
Yeah, I bet the motherfucker be mad at me and cordial than to be phony as
me. Right, and I ain't never phony. That was the night I was over there when DeVario did that video shoot.
Oh, yeah. I saw the video.
And Bear's daddy was over there. It scared him to death. He got shocked. He didn't know how. Nigga, I was like that when you met me. You been in jail 50 years, so you ain't know how to take me. And I turned around and told him, I'm finna go. Now, if you want to stay here, you stay. But I'm on my way out the door. I had got all my stuff together because I was supposed to spend the night that night.
Uh-huh.
After I got through cussing and climbing and walked out that door, I got in my car and pulled off. And then he gonna call me, where you at? Where you at? I told him, pull over. I'm pulling up right behind you. Yeah, okay. And then the next day, he gonna call. He didn't call Bear. He went to Bear's house over there where Trina lived.
Uh-huh.
And told Bear about it. Bear said, well, what did they say and do to make her do that?
Exactly.
And he told Bear, they know better. They, you and your kid. You don't sit that man out at.
No, I didn't. I didn't ask him for these. This was a surprise.
Oh, okay. But Bear told him they ought to know better than to mess with Jen about Annette.
Okay.
Because I cussed out not only the girl, because her sister and all them was living there. It was a lot of them living there. They living like, I throw in it, I say, yo, I look like Lil' Katrina.
Not Lil' Katrina. Bro, all the immigrants, huh?
they in there like... Then they, first of all, they come in there. I was sitting there. They come in there. They had restaurant food.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and stuff. Walk straight to the kitchen, then off and at nothing.
Hmm.
You walking up in this woman's house with food. That's what started it. But I'm still being nice. And that had went in there and took out chicken to cook. Cause we was all gonna be there, you know.
Right.
For the video shooting everything. No sooner she got through cooking, it ain't coming there once. But you didn't offer her nothing to eat. This you and your people. Then the girl in the bed. She was in the bed. Get up and come out of there, gonna take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
She stay in a tub 20 hours. And it's a house full. And it's mostly guys.
Girl, who is this?
That girl, Poochie. Just the girlfriend. His girlfriend, Poochie.
Yeah, I don't know if I know her.
You don't want to know her, Isha, because you might bust on. You might bust on. Yeah. I still didn't say nothing. I had to use bathroom. She didn't. Forget it. I'm going downstairs because then they got two apartments. You mm-hmm. got the first floor apartment in the basement. I go downstairs, use the bathroom, come back up. Then she come out the bathroom. She flat as a board in the back. But she got the great big breasts. Got the great big breasts. Okay. She come out there wrapped up in a towel. That's barely covering her ass.
Right.
I still didn't say nothing, Isha. I still didn't. But that's disrespectful to Annette.
Yeah.
It's a house full of people. How are you gonna? It's just a, I can't keep talking about it because every time I talk about it, I get angry. But I told him that when I left, I said, I'm gone. I said, I'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
She called Bone, and they called Bone on me. But it was the next day. And she called and told on me. I'm 50-something years old. How you going to tell on me?
I knew you should say that.
And I'm the one had your back. Will told that girl she was leaving out to do something, whatever. Now, we know Energy Smoke Mavericks, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember them.
Yeah, I know what cigarette she smoked.
So she come back in there. Me, Will, and Gerald sitting at the kitchen table talking. We just talking. She ain't say two words. She come in there and sat down with her nose up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say a word. Will say, did you bring my mama her cigarettes? I don't know if she reached in her pocket or her purse or whatever. She threw a pack of Newports across the table at Will.
At Will.
Mm-hmm. First of all, and then smoked Mavericks. So you know I had attitude.
Them one for her.
No, that's the because that's what y'all do. Y'all make the cigarettes a party pack. Everybody in the house gonna smoke.
Right.
Everybody smoke Newports. Isha, I jumped up. I said, this motherfucking shit ain't working. And that's what I said. I went in the living room where my purse was at. I had a brand new pack of Cool Kings, because I smoke Cool Kings. I gave him the Annette, and I stood in the middle of the floor. I say, here you some cigarettes. I said, fuck all these bitches. I said, you better not get near one of these motherfucking bitches. Oh, Isha, I cut up. You know I'm stupid. I put my gym shoes on because I had on high heel shoes because I was in the video.
Oh, right.
I took the heels off and put my gym shoes on. I said, I'm finna go. I said, because I'm going to fuck around and hurt somebody up in this bitch. Mm-hmm. I turned around and went back to the kitchen. I told Gerald, I said, I'm finna go. I said, now, if you leaving, let's go. If not, sit your bitch ass here too with these motherfuckers. You know I'm stupid. He looked at me. He didn't know what to do. He was nervous. I went out there and got in my car and I pulled off. 2-3 minutes later, he called my phone. Where you at? Where you at? Mm. Yeah. You know I cut up. In the end, that was I think it was a Friday because it was, I got off work. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think it was Monday I called in there. And I apologize. I said, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't disrespect Annette. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, I said, I can't come to your house, Mama. That's Will's woman, and y'all allowed this. She lived there, so I can't come to your house.
Mm.
Because if I come, I'm going to get locked up. Mm-hmm. She's rude. She's disrespectful. And this, you know, I just put it out there. And for a while, they tell me Will was mad at me. I don't know if he was or wasn't, but he ain't never say nothing to me about it.
Because what was he gonna say?
I cussed this woman out. Don't disrespect. He could have said, "Don't be disrespecting my woman." But he knew better.
That part.
Period. Mm-hmm. So, I've been over there a couple of times since then. But when I went, she hasn't been there, so I'm okay. Because Willie asked me why I ain't been over there. Because he be there on and off. And I told him, ask Andy. Because if I tell him what that girl did, you know he gonna cut up. Okay. It ain't my place to tell him. But just know, I ain't been over there because I done showed up once or twice. And I knew she wasn't there when I went, so.
Yeah, I don't think I see who that is.
You, Isha, you don't want to see her. I promise you that.
Oh, no, I said I ain't trying to see her, but then I thought I was going to say I knew who she was, but I was just thinking about that girlfriend.
Oh, Trina. Oh, Trina good. She be trying to make Belle act right. You know what? I ain't got nothing to say about Trina. I can't. Because if I was Trina, I'd throw his ass away. And that's my son. I love him. And I done told her, but she love her some Belle. Trina is all good. Was you at Jeff? Oh, yeah. You met Trina.
I know Trina. I've been seeing her a few different times.
But you know what? Her and Bear got an Ike and Tina situation. I call them Ike and Tina. I call them Ike and Tina. But she's good. She's good with Bear. And she, I don't know how she doing what she do. She work it out with him and at time, you know, work it out. Well, she can keep him sober for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then he go back. She ain't put him out in a long time. He ain't been on the couch. So. He ain't been here on the couch, so. Yeah. Everything is everything. All right. You ain't got no messages or none?
No. Nobody loves me tonight. Nobody wants to talk to me.
It'll be all right. Now, you ain't going to see me for a minute. You'll be able to hear me. I saw the video.
Which video?
I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
She gonna be on one of your songs.
She's on Dying to Be Dived.
Okay. Well,
that's
good.
This Sydney on this song. You hear that? Dying to Be Dived.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Sydney on that song.
Okay. You putting her out there already, so she can be on her money in a minute, right?
Exactly. Gotta start them young.
And he had his great-granddaughter.
Huh?
That's me, Mama. That ain't TV. Yes, ma'am. She took her hearing aids off. Let me stop. You know I'm crazy. Yeah. This ain't had his granddaughter. She finna be on the money too. I ain't mad at her.
Look, she called
look,
me.
Tell him
look, what she said. She said, hey TT, I have my friend's numbers. So then she showed me the little thing where she got all her friends' numbers wrote down. And she was like, and I'm finna call them. So I was just calling you to tell them that tell you that I'm finna be on the phone with them. So don't call me. And I'ma call you when I get off the phone.
Period.
I'm like, girl, back. I ain't heard back from her since, right? And this is like 4 o'clock today.
How old is she now?
8. Is she 8 or 7? 7.
Okay, I'm gonna say 6. That's all right. She on her business. I ain't mad at her.
Yeah, she a mess.
Where Mister go?
You know I'm this Mister. Right here, rubbing her feet.
I just asked. I ain't mad.
He ain't going nowhere.
One of these days, I'm gonna decide. One of these days, I'm going to decide to take a vacation day, a couple of vacation days and come visit you.
Yeah, come on.
It'll be after all the, what you got. But see, the thing of it is with these holidays, you got Mother's Day coming, got Memorial Day coming, all that. Them tickets be off the chain.
I already know.
Yeah.
But I might be up there within the next month, though.
Okay. So, what we'll do is, when you come, I'm going to take a vacation day so we can start early. Not early. I know it ain't going to be early. But we can get something to eat and go visit Bone.
Yeah.
So I can tell her I talked to you tonight. Like, she every time I go over there, is you don't talk to Isha? No, I ain't talked to her. I talked to her. We was on the video.
I don't know why my auntie ain't on no cell phone. It just hurts me that
she
I cannot. She got a house phone.
She got a tablet.
Oh, it's a tablet. So I can text her and stuff like that. Send her pictures.
She can face.
Yeah.
You know, like we are. You gotta. You ain't got that number.
You gotta send me that number.
Okay. Let me see. Can I find? I gotta figure it out. If I can't figure it out, then I have to send it to you. I'm on my other phone now to see can I find it.
Really got an iPhone.
So we don't do iPhones. They cost too much. Look, and they use it.
Mass paid off.
And they use it.
You want me still paying on the show?
Okay. Let me see how can I do this to send you the okay. So I can send you the number to her tablet. I got it. I can't say it over the line. I don't want everybody to have it.
Yeah, I know.
775-829.
Ask him where his Kool-Aid at.
I ain't got none. I'm supposed to go make some.
Get some. Make some.
Hey, we make get some. Real fruits in them.
Let me see. Ugh. Now I'm finna tell you. I'm a. Let me see. First of all, let me do. I'm finna send it to you. You gonna see it's her number. I'm gonna put her name back, but okay. I'm gonna send it to you from my. Cause you ain't got my other phone number. I got two phones.
Two phones, Sade.
Listen. You know what? This is my work phone. But I'm trying to see, is this the right number? I think it's the right number. No, that's a house number. Wait a minute, that's the house number. It say the tablet. Okay. All right, now I'm gonna try to send it to you. I'm trying to see, do I got your right number? Because you know I always talk to you through this. Wait. Let me see.
Eight six oh nine.
I wasn't going all the way there.
Yeah.
But okay. Okay. Let me go back. Let me see. Cause Michelle, Michelle got her this tablet,
so
Michelle takes care of, so it ain't a Illinois
number. Oh, okay, cool.
Tell me if you get it. Now, I sent it to you through a different phone number. Just give me the area code.
Nina, G14 classified, 725.
Right. See? See? We G classified. You can call her on that.
I got you. I'm show caller tomorrow on this.
Okay. I'm going to call her in the morning and let her know.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her. Oh, okay. Because she might not answer because she don't know the number.
She don't answer.
You know how the old people is. They be like, oh, I don't know this number. Well, yeah. And then she can see you too, so she'll be even better with it.
Yeah, that's better. Look, I text my mama this morning. She ain't see the message until tonight.
What, she ain't look at her phone?
Yeah.
She tickled me for her birthday. I called her to wish her a happy birthday, and she was just so surprised. I'm like, why is she surprised? I always call her for her birthday.
You know, she's careful.
How did she enjoy her birthday coming down there?
He was back home for her birthday. What day her birthday for?
Huh?
I think they was back home for her birthday.
Oh, okay. But when she got it, she enjoyed herself when she came.
Oh, yeah, I think Michael them cooked dinner and stuff. I called her and told her happy birthday and stuff. Michael them did something with her.
How did she enjoy herself when she came there?
How was she when she came here?
Yeah, how did she enjoy herself?
Oh, we had fun. We had fun.
Okay,
didn't nobody get to it. I cussed Michael out last day, but that was about it.
That ain't nothing new. You always cuss Michael out. Look, that ain't nothing new.
Yeah, we had a nice time. She went with us to cause Sydney wanted to go see Martin Luther King and all of that stuff, so we went down there to tour all of that stuff.
Okay, y'all went to the church and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. We took pictures. It was nice.
That's good. Yeah. I'm so sick of the damn TV on. Never be nothing on.
The little week they was in. Damn it was time for them to go. I looked up, it was the weekend again.
They say just the weekend.
Yeah.
They just came for the weekend.
They was here 1 week, but it went by, so I looked up, the week was over with. And plus the weather wasn't really good. It was raining. So we ain't really do a lot of outside stuff, but I seen them, so that was most important.
Yeah, that's good. And I know you was glad to see Sydney. Well, that's good. I'm glad y'all enjoyed it.
Getting so big.
Yeah. The bone asked me, had I talked to you to see, you know how to, when I told her, I said, well, no, I ain't talked to her. I say, but they, you know, y'all had whatever, because I showed her the video of y'all at the, with them. Sydney say,
oh,
I'm surrounded. Yeah. I'm surrounded by her. Yeah. And Bone was cracking up. She cracked up. She said, well, that's good. Big.
I just was not expecting them big old animals like that, okay? Big old buffaloes and ostriches and all kind of stuff out there. I'm like, where is they getting these animals from?
They animals.
She said they animals.
Right. I ain't never seen them that close like
yeah,
that.
They Atlantimals. That's what they are. They Atlantimals.
Most I seen them was in a zoo.
They had
no way they can get that close to me.
They got other kind of, they got safari animals for real.
They can keep that. They ain't keep that. I don't want them that close to me.
We can discuss it.
I can say one thing, and I've always said, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you much. Thank you kindly.
I don't care what nobody else saying. I ain't heard nothing, but I done told them from the time you was a young person.
You
was the one. Whenever you know when y'all were young people. And them people didn't, they played games. They wanted to be not around you and with you, but when they saw you in the club, that you they cousin and they favorite.
Oh man,
what I used to tell you,
hey,
it's jelly when they try to
gonna do is kiss nobody's booty, so I would
no booties. No booties.
Just say no to Diddy.
Yeah. Say it again. Say it for the people in the back.
Parties. I don't want to.
But when they run up on you, look, when they run up on you in the club and you're doing what you're doing, you was the favorite, right?
I was just being me.
Right. No, I'm saying, but they pretended like.
Oh yeah.
Guess what? Who got it going on and who don't?
Oh, Jen, they ain't even seen none yet. They ain't even synced it yet.
That's what I, you know, because y'all twins. So now I got a daughter. Look, y'all twins. I got a daughter and a cousin. You and Belle twins. And you're 6 months apart.
That's what I be calling her, my auntie cousin. But she my cousin, but she my auntie. Gee.
She my tea
cousin. Her and Belle twins. They 6 months apart. And I can't even explain it. Hey. I can't even explain it.
You gonna take them? I almost didn't get on her tonight. I be tired.
I'm tired. These people don't fuck my hours up so bad at work now. Do you know I actually have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning? They fucking with my hours. Ain't supposed to, but I'm doing what they want me to do for the minute. That's why I'm switching over to another agency and getting paid more. And they don't even know. And I'm gonna snatch their clients.
You should start an agency and just hire you some people.
You know what? I talked to Nunu about it.
Yeah.
So that he
I know a lady just was at a conference just these last couple of days in Florida for information.
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing of it is, with me, I don't want the headaches and aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was talking to Nunu. I can let him do all of that and I can still do my caregiving. I don't want to be
to help run it a little bit. You know, you got to get in there
I can get in there a little bit, but once he get through what he doing, mm-hmm. I can get on board.
Mm-hmm. But I want to start a bail bondsman company. I'm finna start him a bail bondsman company.
Oakland.
A bail's bondsman. Bail bondsman.
Right. Where is he at?
He in Indiana right now, but I don't care where we do it at. But I think that'll be good for
him. Yeah. Well, yeah, I did discuss it with Nunu, and I did tell him, I said, I want you to run it and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit in and do a little bit, but all I want to do really is work with the old people. I don't want the aggravation of all of that other stuff. I'm too old. I can't be bothered with all that bullshit. I can't. Or like
be over like the activities department or something like that. Has something to do with something, you know.
Yeah, but mine is with me. If I can do it and want to do it, I just want to get clients.
Mm-hmm.
And get people to work under it. And I can still go and work with the old people.
Right. Yeah.
You know me. I like my old people. So we discussed it a little bit a couple of times on and off. So. I see. If you get your cousin straight enough, he can help me with it. Well, he got to slack up off the sauce.
About the sauce.
Because he do have, he got a business mind. Mm-hmm. But he can't stay off the sauce long enough to go through with what he's supposed to do. He don't. Because he had a thing going, he was going to get vans to do logistics and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald had the vans. But I told Gerald, you can't do that. I love my son. But he ain't gonna stay sober long enough to get it on board. You gotta come. You gotta come. Jack him up, Ish. You gotta come get him right, so he can do what he's supposed to do. I got too old and I'm too tired. I can't do it no more. Yeah.
Well, we have had a great 1 hour and 30 minutes tonight already.
Right. Yes, we have. Oh, I gotta tell you this, what I told my mama. Cause she watched Tamron Hall. And she got this thing going with stylists and hairstylists and all this different, you know, different kind of stuff. I told my mama, I said, we gotta get Isha on there. Cause Isha can do hair. Isha, cause she's a motivator.
Uh-huh.
The Tamron Hall people. So you gotta get in touch with
them. Oh, Tamron Hall, yeah.
You gotta get with them. I told my mom, I said, we gotta figure a way to get Isha with them people. I said, well, Isha do everything. And Tamron will welcome you on her show. They do food, they do clothing, they do hair. I mean, they entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. People that has a goal. People mm-hmm. that has a goal. And that does things, you know. And then they also donate to mm-hmm. help get the business going or help with the business. And you got the business.
I see this, I page right here. 15K.
Somebody sending you something?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, she helps people get stuff established.
Okay. I just went and followed her on Facebook.
Huh?
I said I just went and followed her page on Facebook.
Yeah. She does. She do. She help. And she do a lot. And I know you do everything. Everything. And I think she would be able to help you get out there on a lot of stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tune in to her and see what's to her.
I
like her, though. I seen her show a bunch of, well, I ain't going to say no bunch mm-hmm. of times, but I like whoever be doing her hair. That's what always get me to her, because her hair be laid, whoever her stylist is. And she be dressed real, real, real cute. So
she got people.
Get at me, Star Styles Boutique. Hey, girl. No.
And I know, and some of the clothes that she wear be the people that she bring on to her show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The makeup artists, the different makeup artists, she, you know, do with them too. Mm-hmm. She have them on there, and you got something that you do or whatever. She bring you on, and she promote you. Yeah. See, I'm always promoting, and I got you.
I know you got me.
Okay. We done had, what is that? We done had an hour and a half.
Yep.
I'm gonna finish this. Look, I'm gonna finish this.
Oh, it's, yep, it's 12 o'clock. Well, down here it is.
It's 11 here. I'm taking my ragged ass to bed because I got to be at work at 8 in the morning. And I ain't used to being there at 8.
Dude, so that means you got to get up at what, 5 or 6? Well, I be getting up at 7:45.
It's 6:15. It be 6:15 here.
All right. Well, you have a good night and great day.
All right.
And I love you.
Thanks. Love you too.
Sentiments with Star.
All time. And tell Mr. Stay straight.
He sleep. Stay straight away.
I was gonna say he ain't sleep. He tired. All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
With that song, no girl that the other girl be singing, she be like, ah, ah, ah.